Welcome to Sunday Reflections. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. Happy Father's Day! This morning we're talking about kingdom living. Jesus said he came to bring the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand. Have you ever heard fathers described as king of the castle? Maybe, in a way, it is not so far off. Lately, we've been hearing a lot of news about the royals, weddings, babies, comings and goings, daily reports on how they are living out their lives and meeting their responsibilities. What if we were to imagine that we are all God's royalty and we each have a kingdom to rule over? It is our very life and everything in it. Kings and queens have royal ceremonies of coronation when they are enthroned. There are prayers and they are anointed as God's holy servants with the hope and expectation that they will rule with wisdom, justice, and mercy. In the 23rd Psalm, we hear, "You anoint my head with oil." Anointing is always a part of the ceremony of enthronement. Then the psalm goes on to say, "My cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." As we get ready to read our gospel lesson and consider what God's Holy Spirit might be saying to us today, let's picture this. The royals of Britain are from the house of Windsor. And the royals of Jesus Christ, that's all Christ followers, are from the house of the Lord. Our gospel comes from Mark this week, the 4th chapter, verses 26 through 34. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes out with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Before we consider what these kingdom parables might be pointing us towards, I think we need a little insight into the purpose of parables. They are different from fables. Sometimes we can get parables and fables mixed up. A fable, like Aesop's fables, is a story told to help us learn a particular lesson, like the little boy who cries wolf, which teaches us the importance of telling the truth, or the three little pigs, which tells us about the importance of wise and good preparation. Parables, on the other hand, are more like Zen Buddhist koans, which are the master's teaching tool. They are paradoxes, something strange or illogical in a statement that, when explored, causes the person to give up dependence on reason and forces them to gain sudden intuitive enlightenment. A teaching of a koan might be a question like this: "What is the sound of one hand clapping?" Or, "Can God make a rock so large God can't pick it up?" You think and think about those questions until your brain gets exhausted and you give up on your ideas. Then you are ready to receive the wisdom from beyond yourself. Similar to the koan, Jesus' use of parables is intended to be disruptive, to interrupt what you thought you knew, and not just teach you something, but actually confront you with a surprising and often unwanted truth. This is very important. Imagine that Jesus tells parables which force us to give up our logic in order for us to hear what God is teaching. This is what's going on in our two kingdom parables today. Our logic tells us that we are in control of our lives, or at least we ought to be, but Jesus points us in a different direction. In the first parable, The kingdom of God portrays someone scattering seed and having nothing to do with the growth. As a matter of fact, just sleeping and rising with no idea of what is going on. The earth and nature, which the sower can't control, causes the seed to grow to harvest. And when it's ready, the sower goes in with a sickle and harvests the grain, the sustenance of life. What is Jesus saying about God's kingdom? Everybody knows that when you plant seeds, you have to prepare the soil, water, and weed at the very least to ensure a harvest. He says, just plant the seed and wait. Let God take care of everything and harvest the crop when it's ripe. Could this be about prayer? Could Jesus be saying, plant the seed of your heartfelt desires and let God take care of it and nurture it until the time is right and the best answer is given? Then take it. It's yours, with no more effort needed. That is one thought that could be. There could be many more. That's the mystery of a parable. Now, what about the second one? Here, the seed is the smallest of all seeds sown on the ground, not even planted. The birds that live in the branches are most likely eating much of the seed before it even takes root. The mustard seed is an invasive plant that can't be stopped, and when it takes root, it grows so big the birds of the air make nests in the shade of its branches. Could this be about the abundance and tenacity of God's love that welcomes everyone and never stops giving or growing? If we come from the house of the Lord, is Jesus saying that we are to rule our kingdoms as God rules his kingdom, where love never stops flowing, intimately answering our prayers and caring for our every need and welcoming everyone, no matter what, forever? It's a lot to think about. But that's it for this week. So as usual, you're welcome at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. At any time, we'd love to see you. Just check out our website to see what activities we have going on, and you can find them on Facebook as well. And this broadcast will also be on Facebook and on our website if you're interested in hearing it again. So now I want to send you out with a beautiful song from Sting. Have a great week, and God bless you.
In the empire of the senses, you're the queen of all you survey. All the cities, all the nation, everything that falls your way, I say. There is a deeper world than this. You don't understand.
destruction at the center of the fury. All the angels, all the devils, all around us, can't you see? There is a demon with families rising in the land. There is a demon with families, nothing will withstand. Now Caesar is the seventh wave by Caesar. Every sand dune in the desert, every